10th Mishnah. Another tragedy happened, and a house fell on a person with his mother. Here, so what's the case over here? If he had sons, so his sons inherit everything. So we don't know who died first. Who are the contenders for this Yerusha? The Yerushim of the Ben, which are his brothers or his father, say that she died first, he inherited his mother, and now everything goes to them. Her Yerushim say that no, he died first, and Enochanami, whatever belonged to him, goes to his Yerushim, but whatever belonged to his mother, he never inherited. And Mela, they won't inherit it. So Amrav Kiva, Moida ni b'zeshen achosim b'cheskosim. Here I am, Moida. Sorry, I skipped something. Eilav Eilav, on the case where the house fell on him and his mother, Eilav Eilav Moida miyachleku. And that since they're both coming and mikayach Yerusha, the Yerusha, either the son is the Yerush of his mother, or if the son died first, her other Yerushim are Yerushim. So both equal claims of Yerusha, therefore by Shem Vaisilo, a Moida over here, they just split it. But Rakita said, Moida ni v'zesh nechosam v'cheskosam. Or I say, here I agree that I hold that Basil disagrees, and the Nechosim are the Yerushim of the family of the mother. Was in order for it to go to the family of the son, it has to be that the mother died and the son inherited her. He says her family is more mostly than the son's family. And the first case is, we're not so happy with the machlekes between Visham and Vesilil. Vata basal achlek elayna zashohim. And you're making machlekes when Visham and Vesilil both agree. And the Lamai says, Allah is like Rabbi Akiva. In this case, that a house fell on him and his mother, and there's Yoshim from, and there's no, he has no children, there's Yoshim from her side and from his side, they split the Yerushim of the mother.